Mina ngibona i-history opposition. Akula sikhathi abazimvuvu ama-election and then baphuma sithi, you know, ayenze okuhle. Noma ungakhangela i-history yabo Tsvangirai and so on. It's the same problem. Ikhetho lahamba kahle. But what I see the issue is, bona badinga ama-electoral reforms. But what problem would come until the last minute to start agitating for electoral reforms. Now the city gets even for 2023. But when we try to get tests, you know, we try to put some electoral reforms A, B, C, D. Not to do them until 2 months before the election. So try to put some reforms, you know, when we have a parliament. So they need to, you know, fix it in advance. You will want to come to. But others, generally speaking, ama elections ayenzwa under the imithetho inayo khona, which allows OZEC ube babe le monopoly, which allows ukuthi u-president appoint certain people. So izinto zonezo abazithi they produce non-fair elections. Nxa befuna ukuthi zintshintshe, bafanele baqalise ku-agitate kathesi, not ukumelela ukuthi u-2023 sefikile, sebesithi right. Reforms. So if you want reforms, they should start complaining now. But otherwise, in terms of the law, ama elections happened exactly, you know, according to the law.
Manje ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani ilizwe lizaqhubeka kanjani njengoba sasizwe amanye amazwe sithi amelele ukhetho ukuthi lungedlula aphathise iZimbabwe kusiya ngokuthi liyabe luphethwe njani. So manje kubona njani wena khona?
Amanye amazwe ale ma standards abafuna ukuthi Zimbabwe ibe iyenze ikhetho yabo elayo and but I think ubona kwami ama Zimbabweans yibo abadetermine ukuthi what is the way forward. For example, singakhangela i-opposition nxa befuna ukuthi ilizwe labo liye phambili, it's important ukuthi after ukhetho soluphelile so abantu bejoyine basebenze bonke, not ukuthi abanye baphume beseyacela ama-sanctions or ukuthi you know, this is what has happened, so for ama sanctions. At the end of the day, it's not about the America or where Britain abazenza ukuthi iZimbabwe progress. It's ama political parties angkhona ngothu, especially ama main ones, those are PF labo MTC. Amanye amazwe ungakhangela nomeya America, ngathini sebekhangela iSouth Africa, and uzula maphosa esithi, Trump, keep your America, I mean, I'll keep my South Africa. Amanya Razi, they will always interfere. They will always have something to say. But the irony is that the Africans, we have nothing to say. I mean, it's not very far. I guess Trump, or George Bush. Remember, in one federal state, by the American 17 times, they produced 17 different results. So when I have a problem in my election now, I will have African leader or Puma said, hey, America, yeah, my elections, they are not up to world standards. But they are very quick to point out my African elections and say, hey, in Africa, in Zimbabwe, my elections, so. So it goes back to that same problem with Tina as African, Tina as MDC, Tina as ZANU-PF, Tina is going to determine the contestation here too. What rules do we use? And we should agree in advance, not only 2 months or 1 month before my election. Ukuthuthuka kweZimbabwe is going to depend on ukulungisa into njengo-corruption, into as you know, ukubopha bonke abantshontshayo. It will depend the type of cabinet ezafakwa ngulo owinileyo. It will also depend ukuthi uza impressa njani ama opposition guys Ochamisa and so on, because even after this ICMTeto constitutional judgment, we will still need a political solution ukuthi sibambe sonke, and I'm sure that is what's going to happen.
Abanye bathi kukhanya kuzaba nzima eZimbabwe ngemva kokhetho ngoba nxa ukhangele kathesi okwenzakalayo imali ama bond notes ivalue yakhona isiwile lokunye okunjalo. Wena ukubona njani khona?
Mina ngibona iZimbabwe kathesi izasukuma. Ukuwa kwama bond notes is because of ukulwa kwakwenzeka in the last few weeks or months between ama-parties lawamakhulu i-MDC le-ZANU-PF. Kulukhiyana ukudonselana ukuthi inye iparty mina ngiyilile le ithi hayi awinanga, you know, ukufa kwabantu mhlaka 1 August. All that he attracted is just negative about Zimbabwe. But ungakhangela from November last year, undoda lo ebhoda, you know, esithi Zimbabwe is open for business. There were major improvements, and the Zimbabwe was being looked at differently. Unfortunately, yes, ufa kwabantu laba bangu 6, yes, ukulwa kwe-ZANU-PF le-MDC, konke khonokho akunqeda. So that is what results in a negative sentiment. And yikho amabhondi se-trade at 95 to 100 le-US dollar. But I think what is important ukuthi thina as Zimbabweans, bona laba winileyo nalaba abadliweyo babambane besebenze bonke. And I think that positiveness, yakwanza ukuthi uphenduka le, you know, lesikhathi esifitshane.